Merry Christmas, everybody, and a special Merry Christmas to you if you are listening on Christmas Day. I admire your spirit. I admire what you have done. I like to think that you've said, I normally spend Christmas with the family, but no, I'm just going to lock myself in a room with the Young'uns podcast. I can't think of a better way to spend Christmas. Or perhaps you are listening to the podcast as a family. Maybe this is the alternative to the Queen's speech, and you all gather around a solitary MP3 player and you listen in wonderment to these words of wisdom. I don't know. Maybe the Queen is herself is listening to this. It's time to do the Queen's speech.
Philip, I am listening to the Young Ones podcast. I will not do my speech until one has listened.
Yes, thank you. I don't know if you heard that. My computer has just decided to say my name. Any particular reason why you've done that? I don't know. Are you trying to talk to me? My computer is talking to me. I mean, it does talk to me because I can't see, but it doesn't normally just shout David Eagle. On the second podcast of Christmas, the Young'uns give to you a discussion about the Young'un sexuality, some rather strange sounds. The Young'uns cover some pop songs, and we talk about our work with Aardman Animations, where we sang Smelly Pirates with Vic Reeves. Thank you. That was better than yesterday's. Ah, I just went freeform there. I decided we don't need to do a rhyme. We just go freeform. And I think you'll agree. It sounded absolutely brilliant. Pray you dutifully rhyme. What? Pray you dutifully rhyme, David. I will not dutifully rhyme. I do not abide by the rules of Ding Dong Merrily and High. I will also not let steeple bells be swungen. So there, take that. I'm a maverick.
Are the Young'uns gay? A little exploration. I mean, you might think, why on earth are you asking such a question? You know, why posit it in the first place? The reason is because people seem to be, there's a few people, actually a disturbing amount of people, seem to be coming to the conclusion or just assuming that there is some kind of gay relationship going on between certain elements of the Young'uns, and at least two of the Young'uns are gay. Anyway, we'll find out more about this as we cut to a couple of live performances that we've done over the last year, where we explore this idea about us being gay.
Well, we do have some fun, you know,
Do we?
Well, sometimes. Not in that double bed, the last time we went away.
Oh, sorry, I'm trying.
Put us in a family room.
It was a very old family, let's just put it out. Remember what happened at Shrewsbury?
Thought we were gay, yeah. I
that was hilarious. How did that come about? I don't know if your mate was doing a winding us up or something, because mate was...
I might not have noticed that we are the campus group on the fourth seat.
No, what happened was, Mike had... We normally, when we did Shrewsbury Festival, when we do festivals like that, they normally put us up in, like... people put us up in their houses, and they get to attend the festival for free, so they get free tickets. So what happened was, Mike was in a different house to the one that we were in. So we got this email from the organisers of Shrewsbury Festival saying... This is to Mike, saying, don't tell the lads, but I've arranged something really special. I've got them an all their own suite room with a four-poster bed, and, you know, we'll set some candles aside.
And I certainly didn't tell them.
It was this really odd situation.
The funniest thing about it was that when we realised it, that we were a couple, and, which was fine, and we thought we made it clear, but when we got to the house, we went and they took us upstairs and said, right, lads, you can either have a room each, ensuite bathrooms, or we've got this nice double A, you can have that.
And
being polite in English, we said, oh, right, I'm not sure. what should we do, Dave? So they spent most of the weekend thinking it, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so. But anyway.
That's why he stands in the middle.
Just in case. We still haven't made our decision. It could happen at any time, and Mike's dead meat if we do. Well, anyway, dead meat is probably not there anyway. Right.
Oh, the bird's back.
Yeah.
So we're doing
all that birds, Michael. Just trying to be more masculine now.
We'll do it.
You stop whistling. When I asked for money, for this gig, and they said you can whistle for it. It's on record, that one, eh? There we are. Right.
Oh, dear. Oh,
God. I'm having a private moment here, Michael. I know, well, it was a very camp festival as well, because we had, like, Jim Causley doing sets and stuff with us, didn't he? And then...
That sounds awfully homophobic, that dude.
He's kind of said camp festival, and go on. I'm not saying anything out of turn here. Jim Causley is camp, isn't he? Exactly. Dear, dear. And then...
That lead balloon, Davey.
Don't talk about my lead balloon, Michael. What have I told you? What the heck?
You'll be the lady if you keep doing that. What? Michael Hughes? Just making a point, Davis.
Well, this is our very own Heart the Pool love song. There's not much love in Heart the Pool, but we've written a couple of songs.
We've had to make two, haven't we, Sean?
That story again.
Or that annual trip to Shrewsbury. we haven't told him we go every month, have we? Lovely couple.
It didn't help last night, David, in the cricket club when you said, when we walked through to get some water from the kitchen and there was a Morris tune going on and you went, oh, shall we have a dance, my friend? In all seriousness, I said, no, Dave, you know... No, one of these rumours gets started.
And I think as well, it probably doesn't help, not because I can't really see. I'm being guided around by other one of you two. And also, when one of you goes to the toilet, I didn't tag along as well, so... I wonder if that's a common thing. Like, a lot of blind people assume that people are gay just because they come at the end.
Well, I don't know what used to do with that. I think it's going to be the R&R campus. Extensive research.
Yeah, well, I'll get on the R&R website. We'll have a look to see if there's any kind of pilot research being done. It could be a guinea pig. Well, some people are applauding the research.
So, I don't know if you think we actually gave a definitive answer to that, but just in case you are still wondering, we're not gay. I mean, we're lovely liberal, but we're not gay. Not at the moment, anyway. Unless, of course, it happens to sell more CDs, we might consider it then.
I mean, you might be forgiven for thinking that we are gay. Sean has already cited some reasons why. But also, I think you'd probably swiftly come to the conclusion that we were if you happened to hear the sounds that were emanating from the bedroom that the three of us were sharing. I think this is in a hotel, or it might have been in someone's house. I can't quite remember. These are the noises that you would have heard from that bedroom. The three of us were in that bedroom, sleeping in separate beds, I hasten to add. But the people outside the room would have heard these sounds. Those noises are coming from inside our room, but they are not coming from myself, Sean, or Michael. They're coming from our friend who was came to see us perform and stayed in our room as well. And it's the sound of him snoring. But for some reason, rather than snoring, he just lets out air in a rather erotic fashion. I mean, it is quite erotic sounding, isn't it? I mean, I'm not saying this like I'm enjoying it. I just mean it is quite erotic sounding, isn't it? Yeah, listen to that. That's a good one. I like that one. Listen to that. Oh, listen. Oh. Yes, I'm David Eagle. Thank you. I don't know why you keep telling me that today. You want me to enter my password? All right, okay. I'm trying to do a podcast here. I haven't got time for that. Maybe I'm not allowed. No, this is not going very well. Are you even the real David Eagle? This podcast is not as good as it normally is. We believe that you are an imposter pretending to be David Eagle and doing a lackluster podcast to enter your password. So in 2010, or was it 2011? No, it was 2011, actually, I believe. You don't even know David. You are an imposter. Make him type his password. In 2011, we recorded a song with Vic Reeves for a film. You may remember this film. It's on YouTube. It's called Itch of the Golden Knit. And we were singing the part of Pirates with Vic Reeves. Anyway, there's no point. I'm not going to talk about it because here to talk about it are the young'uns from a couple of gigs. I can't remember where. One of them was Hard Draw. One of them was somewhere else. You're an imposter!
We recorded a song and it was kind of a real treat to be involved in this project. We do a lot of work for the Sage in Gateshead, which is a fantastic music venue on the River Tyne. They phoned us up and said, "Oh lads, we want you to sing this. We're involved in this film with Aardman Films who make Wallace and Gromit." And we thought, "Oh, brilliant! We've got this pirate song. We want you to sing along to." And the project is great because it's a film that's entirely been written and scripted and animated all by kids, like thousands of kids all around the country. And it's called The Itch of the Golden Knit. But it's got like an all-star cast of voices. David Williams out of Little Britain, he plays the knit. And Catherine Tate plays the itch of it. And anyway, it's got like an all-star cast. And Vic Reeves, who's from our neck of the woods, he plays Captain Iron Ears. And at one point he sings a roaring pirate song, and they asked us to join in with him to be his backing singer, so it was absolutely fantastic.
No, that's really funny about it. The reason they asked us, because the man told us, this eccentric Irish man, he said, "Yeah, I asked for someone who, was kind of out there and did shanties and was really sort of roaring shanties, but at the same time, someone who wouldn't intimidate the classical world." Is that us?
That's right, I don't know. There's any world that you wouldn't intimidate, dude. Anyway, so we got a call from this fantastic Irish composer called John Brown. He's just the best person we've ever worked with. I mean, he was immense, and he was from Cork. And he phoned up, and because we knew that we had to record this song on Tuesday in Newcastle, so he phones like late on Friday night. He says, "Oh, hello there, is that a young on?" And I said, "Oh yeah, hey there. Oh, it's John Brownie. Oh great, well, I want to tell you all about this pirate song. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. We just want to know how ye are going to harmonise, and if you need it written down, or if you just do it, you know." And I said, "Oh great, John, tell us a bit more about the song." He said, "Oh, it's going to be fantastic. It's going to have knobbly knees and bells of rum and up and down the ring. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be more pokes than on tanks. But it's going to be great. Oh, it's fantastic." And I said, "Oh, brilliant, John. Can you send it through to us?" So when I'm practicing, he goes, "Oh, Jesus, Joseph and Mary, I haven't written the fucking thing yet." On the Friday before we did. But he did write it, you know, and it's genius. So David Eagle is going to sing it for you now.
I'm going to be Vic Reeves. So I'll just get into character. "Oh, I'm a smelly pirate, and I sail the seven seas. Oh, he's a smelly pirate, and a stinky pirate's name. My treasure, I've lots of gold to measure. I like to sail on a boat, 'cause it floats better than a goat. So bear in mind, I think that's a rather sort of flippant song, but this composer really took it seriously. So we sort of sang it, and we sang it, we thought, fairly heartily, but he took us aside and went, "That was really good, but you need to do it better than that. You can do it better." Well, and he shut the door, because bear in mind, there's loads of kids. He gives us this really weird sort of teen talk. He goes, "When I envisaged this song. I am I want you to encapsulate hairy knees. I want you to encapsulate rum. This song is going to embody everything that a pirate means. When I hear this song, I want people to think, oh my God, that's the youngest. It's pirate, it's hairy knees. Don't you fucking mess around with me! And then opens the door and goes, okay, kids, so we're ready again for the... I hope you're all going to buy the film because you don't want any pirate copies, do we? Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think we'll do that one again. Right.
Who be this in my hearty ocean?
I'm a smelly pirate, and I sail the seven seas.
Yes, he's a smelly pirate, and a stinky pirate he. With hairy knees.
I like to carry treasure, I got too much to measure. I like to sail on a boat. It floats better than a goat. I like to sail. Or is it eight? Who cares? Oh, I'm a smelly pirate, a stinky pirate me.
A stinky pirate me.
A stinky pirate me.
A stinky pirate me.
And I don't care.
Bravo, you smelly saviors.
We don't save for free, you know. You must pay us in gold.
Go, 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 go.
Ooh. A work of art. An absolute work of art, ladies and gentlemen. And it's very difficult to come down from that and start and play bloody Four Clubs again. Four Clubs, you know, standing there on stage singing songs about mining after we've reached to such a height. I bet you the fisherman's friends were looking at that there or watching that on the television, wringing their hands through their hair on the phone to the record label. We can't understand it. We are the take that of the shanty world. Why wasn't it us? What can they say? How can they break the news to them? They just couldn't encapsulate the song in the same way.
Our final clip is a couple of cover songs. We were having a bit of a sing after one of our gigs, and the place had a piano, and everyone else left, apart from one poor steward who thought he would...
Yes, I'm David Eagle. Stop sick. You make me want to type my password again. I just typed it in when we played the last clip.
I think it's because I'm on battery, and it wants me to type my password in more. I don't know why. You really do not believe I'm me today, do you? What's going on? Oh, you can't hear that, I hope. It'd be quite odd if you can't actually hear the computer shouting David Eagle at me. It's just like a thing. Are you hearing voices in your head, David? It's definitely doing it. It is! It's doing it! I can hear it! Yes, I feel sorry for the poor steward who stuck around. I think expecting that we were all going to get around the piano and sing some sort of folk songs and stuff. Then we started singing random cover songs. We did Eiffel 65, Blue. I don't know if you remember that one. I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-die, da-ba-dee-da-ba-die. I don't know why we did that. We did that for some strange reason. We did all sorts of things. What you're going to hear now, though, a spontaneous version. Never played before, by the way. I never sang before. I've never played it on the piano before, so as you can hear, I've no idea what I'm doing, and we've never actually sang it before, but we're going to do the Travelling Wilburys, Handle With Care, and then we're going to do something else. I won't say what it is. I'm sure you'll recognise it when it comes in, but it's a rather unusual version of it. So we'll play that, and I'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will be as well. But will it be me, or will it be the real David Eagle, or will it be another imposter? I am David Eagle, computer, believe me. Think about all the things we've done together. Actually, don't talk about those now. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow with the third podcast of Christmas. Until then, Merry Christmas. Goodbye.
Okay, here we go. Let's try it. I can't remember how it starts.
Changeable. some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care? Everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs somebody.
Everybody needs somebody to lean on. To lean.
Everybody needs to know. Everybody
needs to know.
Is he come? Is he go? Will you let me go?
Bismillah, boy, you will I let you go?
Bismillah!
And what's your charge?
Let me go, lad!
Will let me go? Will let me go? Will let me go?
No!
No, 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 no,
mamma mia, mamma mia! Mamma mia, you let me go!
Is he doing this on his own?
I just gotta get out of here.